This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Another big day in Las Vegas, and another big day and night for Wayne Allen Root. Another big day for the Trump team. Last night, an evening with Candace Owens, put together by the great TK Crab. And she's got many more big events coming up. She is fabulous. She's the one who brought Governor Greg Abbott of Texas to town for the Clark County annual event. And she brought Candace Owens to town last night, and who was the MC, host, opening speaker, introducer, and all-around guy Friday for the event. Wayne Allen Root on the same stage as Candace Owens, Black Exit, and Jexit, Jewish Exit from the Democratic Party, together on the same action-packed stage. And then when the event was over, a great honor. They had Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony came on the stage and presented a proclamation to Candace Owens that Las Vegas Mayor and City Council had named it Candace Owens Day, Thursday, July 18th in the city of Las Vegas. I thought that was great. And then he said, I'm not done yet. Wayne Root, come up on the stage. And he read the same proclamation. It is Wayne Allen Root Day in the city of Las Vegas. July 18th. 2019, Wayne Allen Root Day in Las Vegas. And by the way, might I say, as Don King would say, only in America, second time it's been Wayne Allen Root Day in the city of Las Vegas. Second time in my life. First time when I was awarded my own star on the Vegas Walk of Stars. All right, kill the music, enough. When I got my own star on the Vegas Walk of Stars, being one of the most famous sports handicappers in the world, representing the city of Las Vegas so well as a ambassador, basically. That was 2006. I believe that was August 15th, 2006. I got my 180-pound granite star on the sidewalk in Vegas, along with Frank Sinatra and Elvis and Dean Martin and all kinds of wonderful people, Siegfried and Roy, Liberace, Elvis, you name it. And so that was my first time ever. I was honored with Wayne Root Day in Las Vegas. But this was the second time, and Stavros Anthony's a good friend and a great guy, great councilman. We now have three Republican councilmen on the Las Vegas City Council, first time in many, many, many decades. So great job, great night had by all. And then today at Freedom Fest was the big debate on open borders and building the wall. And it was the tag team of Wayne Root and Candace Owens up against a couple of open borders advocates and large crowd in the big room, several thousand people. And as usual, I'm undefeated, baby. I don't know what I'd be in a ring. I think I'd be undefeated in a ring because I'm a crazy man. But I know I'm undefeated at Freedom Fest, fourth year in a row that I led a team to victory in the big debate. Every year, it's a landslide. The audience votes for Wayne Root every year by a landslide. And if I don't say so myself, I love Candace. I think she was great. But I was the winner of that debate. I was the one who brought us home to victory. As a matter of fact, we each had a speech. Four people with speech, me and Candace, the other two. And the only person who got a standing ovation was yours truly. Standing ovation brought down the crowd. And then they voted, and we won again. Fourth year in a row, big victory for the Wayne Root conservative pro-Trump team. All right, I've got a commentary for you that I want to read. That's going to be in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's called The Definition of a Racist. You know the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. I feel like we're all starring in a new updated version of the movie Groundhog Day. We keep waking up to the same silly storyline, and it always turns out in President Trump's favor, day after day after day, just like Groundhog Day. Once again, Trump sent out, in my opinion, a common sense but controversial tweet. Once again, the media overreacted, exaggerated, and took it out of context. Once again, Democrat politicians lost their minds. Once again, we heard cries of racist, Hitler, fascist, Nazi, KKK. And, of course, cries for impeachment. Once again, the media and political experts left Trump for roadkill. They thought we finally had him. Well, they didn't. It's comical. They should know by now Trump always wins. Because what liberals and liberal media call shocking and controversial and racist is usually just common sense and raw truth. Or didn't you see the latest polls? Trump went up after the tweet. Yes, I said up. But you probably didn't hear that in the mainstream media. Let's start with Reuters, the most liberal biased polling organization in America. They had Trump losing by double digits throughout the entire 2016 presidential race. How'd that turn out? Yet that same liberal biased Reuters poll shows Trump moved up in approval among Republicans after the tweet. Now let's move to the only pollster that matters, Rasmussen, and this isn't a poll of Republicans, it's a poll of everyone. Rasmussen only polls likely voters. That's why Rasmussen got the 2016 election right. Likely voters almost always vote, so their opinion matters. Rasmussen reports as of Friday, Trump is polling at 50% approval, higher than before the tweet, at just about the highest of his entire presidency, and far higher than Obama at this point in his presidency. But wait, there's more. Roughly 50% of voters in that same Rasmussen poll think charges of racism against Trump are politically motivated. As a matter of fact, Rasmussen shows that the percentage of Americans who call Trump a racist is down 3 points since Trump's latest racist tweet, supposedly racist tweet. And the amount of Americans who think the word racist is used as a political weapon is up 6 points since that infamous tweet. In other words, it's all backfiring on Democrats. Rasmussen also gives us another clue as to why Trump is the Teflon Don. Their poll shows consumer confidence is close to a five-year high. Americans trust President Trump with the economy and their jobs. And in the end, jobs are clearly more important than words, at least to people who have jobs and actually pay taxes, i.e., non-Democrats. Now to the actual definition of racism. Was Trump's tweet racist? Absolutely not. Trump was basically saying, love it or leave it. If you hate our country so much, get the hell out. What's wrong with that? Once again, liberals and the liberal media purposely confused the intent of Trump's tweet. Trump didn't say get out of the country because you're black or Hispanic. That's a lie. Trump didn't say get out because you're an immigrant. That's a lie. He didn't pick these four angry, radical, extreme, nutjob congresswomen because of the color of their skin. He picked them because of the color of their politics, red as in communist. Could he have said it better? Sure. I would have said, since you're all clearly angry, bitter, socialists, and communists, and you hate America so much, get the hell out. Head to the nearest socialist or communist hellhole, like Somalia or Cuba or Venezuela. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Bon voyage. That's what I would have said. By the way, you want to know the real definition of a racist? Rasmussen reports 32% of Democrats think any white person criticizing a politician of color is racism. Now that's the very definition of racism with a healthy dose of stupidity. My commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, top 20 newspaper in the country, and syndicated to newspapers all over this country by Creators Syndicate, titled The Definition of a Racist. So the big news stories of the day, I can't start this show without getting this in. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seizes two UK-operated tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. I do understand moments ago they released one of the two, but so far they're keeping the other one. What is going on? What is Iran looking for here, folks? Do they want a war with the United States of America and the United Kingdom and the European Union? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but Iran seized two British-operated oil tankers today in the Strait of Hormuz, marking a fresh escalation of tensions between Tehran and the West. The UK-flagged Steno Impero, which has a crew of 23 aboard, was approached by unidentified small crafts and a helicopter during transit in the Strait of Hormuz while the vessel was in international waters. We're presently unable to contact the vessel, which is now headed north towards Iran. Iran's Revolutionary Guard forces, in a statement on their website, say the ship was seized for non-compliance with international maritime laws and regulations as being brought to an unnamed Iranian port. Websites tracking the ship's path showed it turning sharply in the direction of Iran's Quetham Island instead of an intended destination of Saudi Arabia. So, you know, we've got problems, folks. UK holds crisis meeting after a tanker seizure as armed aircraft protects U.S. cargo ships in the Gulf. All right, I had to get that out of the way, and we'll get into that in more depth soon. But in the meantime, some of the biggest news stories in America that I pick, that conservatives want to hear. Mueller's star witness, George Nadler, excuse me, George Nader, a Lebanese-American businessman and one of Mueller's star witnesses, was charged in a federal court in Virginia today with child sex crimes. He was originally indicted on June 3rd on child pornography charges. Now he's charged for possessing child pornography and for traveling with a minor to engage in illegal sex acts. Wow. He's accused of transporting a 14-year-old European boy to the United States for sex. Phew. Can you imagine what pieces of human garbage, low-life scum Mueller's witnesses were against all of our people? What a tragedy. What a tragedy for this country. Robert Mueller, you're a horrible, despicable human being. And you're going to get yours, I promise you. You are going to get yours. All right. Let's talk about some other big news stories. Study. Now, these are the kind of stories I pick. These are the kind of stories that you would never get on the evening news. But I pick them. For you. Handpicked. A new study's out. White liberals driving the Democratic Party's mass immigration platform. So here's the thing. Save this for last in a second. We've got about a minute left, Chris. So I went to Columbia University. All of you know that. The home of white liberals. I mean, in the years I went there, 79 through 83, everybody was white. There was probably a contingent of like 10% black and maybe 10% gay, Hispanic, blah, blah, blah. But it was almost all straight white guys. 50% Jewish, at least. And all communists. And they were all, you know, white liberals, white socialists, white communists. With the exception, of course, my classmate Barack Hussein Obama. Who, by the way, was half white. Does nobody understand that? Does nobody ever understand that Obama was half white? Obama's not a black guy. Obama's half white. His mother was white. He was raised by his white mother and his white grandparents in Hawaii. But white liberals that I met at Columbia were the worst people I've ever met in my entire life. Of course they're driving the Democratic Party's mass immigration platform. They're the ones looking to open the borders and bring in the whole world because they're guilty as sin about their whiteness. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco super tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco super tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. War Now was the name of the show. Now it's Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, but same show, same great Wayne Allen Root. You're reaching me on USA Radio and Newsmax TV in hour number three. Coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Matter, in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. Call in number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to hear from you at any time during the show. If I have time, I take you. But hour number three is when we get most of our calls and take most of our calls. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great radio, this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. We're in the Fordham Resources Studio. Fordham is the main title sponsor of the show, F-O-R-T-E-M. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. You can buy their stock if you like the story. Buy the stock, and they make money, you make money. But become an educated investor. Go to FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, resources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M or ticker symbol F-T-M-R. RootForAmerica.com is my website, RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email address, and you could find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. All right, so I told you when we're leaving segment one, just as we were on the way out, I said there's a new study out. white liberals driving the Democratic Party's mass immigration platform. I went to these people, went to school with these people at Columbia University, and I found white liberals to be the most pathetic people in the world. And by the way, white liberals are so much worse than blacks, than Hispanic Americans. It's ridiculous. White liberals are the worst. Their whole life is about guilt and political correctness. They're snowflakes. Everything scares them. It's unbelievable. I have a buddy who's single, and he's always on Match.com, right? Every single girl's profile on Match, you're allowed to check off Republican. No, not Republican. I think it's conservative, liberal, or kind of in the middle, right? And every single, if you look up black girls, every black girl says nothing. They don't mention politics. No box checked. He told me this just the other day. He said he's looking at Hispanic girls. Nobody ever checks politics. Or they check middle of the road. But he said every white girl in the entire California checks liberal. And that's their name. It's the strangest thing, he said. Every girl in California is a liberal. They're proud to be a liberal, white girls. As a matter of fact, he said they often check the box that says very liberal. But there's never an Hispanic girl that checks very liberal. There's never a black girl that checks very liberal. White girls are like brainwashed, guilt-ridden morons. Amazing. And that ties in with me going to college at Columbia University, where everyone was a guilt-ridden, white liberal loser. So here's the story. The New York Times' Thomas Edsel highlights in his weekly column the growth in support among white liberals over the last two decades for endless illegal and legal immigration to the USA, a central motivating factor for what elected Democrats have done. They've abandoned their past views, and they favor the donor class approach to immigration and national borders. They want everything to be open borders and illegal immigration. In 1993, then-Senator Harry Reid called for an end to granting American birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens, saying no sane country would allow such a policy. Harry Reid said it's clear there's a growing public dissatisfaction. In 1993, growing public dissatisfaction with our nation's immigration policies. The American people are demanding reforms that will restore order to an immigration system they perceive to be out of control. These are not racist people who are raising this issue. 2 years later, civil rights icon Barbara Jordan, Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, released her detailed recommendations that would have cut legal immigration in half, nationally banned employers from hiring illegal aliens. The immigration and the national interest plan was primarily to stop the mass importation of low-skilled foreign workers to the total of 1.2 million a year. But today, 2020 Democrats running for president have epitomized the party's rapid shift in immigration. Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris have endorsed forcing Americans to pay for free health care for illegal aliens and have promised to provide amnesty and make all 11 to 22 million aliens in the U.S. eligible for American citizenship. It's unbelievable. It's all about white liberals. White liberals have driven the Democratic Party so far left, they're insane. For example, 65% of white liberals in 1994 said large numbers of immigrants and refugees are coming to the U.S., and that's a critical threat to the nation. Now only about 16% of white liberals say mass immigration is a critical threat to the country. It's liberal, pathetic, clueless, delusional white losers that have caused all the problems in this country. We shall return.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. is checking with Britain about reports that a second British oil tanker has been seized in Iran in the Persian Gulf.
So we don't have very many tankers going in, but we have a lot of ships there. that are warships, and we'll talk to the UK, and we have no written agreement, but we have an agreement. They've been a very great ally of ours.
The president talking with reporters at the White House, the president also noted that Iran has been nothing but trouble. A 43-year-old Brooklyn man is accused of becoming an ISIS sniper and weapons instructor. The man was born in Kazakhstan and is a naturalized citizen. He's charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization and was arrested and transferred to the U.S. from the custody of the Syrian Defense Forces. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 69 points to close at 27,154. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. You're tired, Wayne Allen Root. I'm exhausted. It's been three grueling days, and guess what? Tomorrow's my birthday, so I finally get a wonderful weekend off and a great party for my birthday with my kids tonight and with my friends on Sunday. And I get a chance to relax and just say, wow, the weekend that was is over. Because Wednesday night, it was the opening speaker for Freedom Fest. Over 2,000 people in the audience. What a great honor. And in that same opening ceremony, I was the opening speaker, but in that opening ceremony was the great Herman Cain and Stephen Moore, the chief economic advisor of President Trump, and Kevin Sorbo, the famous actor who's a big conservative. And by the way, today I had lunch with Kevin Sorbo and his beautiful wife, Sam, former model. Kevin, one of the most successful syndicated TV stars in the history of the United States and the history of Hollywood. 12 straight years where his shows were number one in syndication in the entire world. And he's a good buddy of mine. We had lunch today. Can you imagine 12 years in a row, number one in the world in syndicated TV, and he can't get a single offer to do a TV show or a movie, so he has to make his own Christian family-friendly movies today. Finances himself, raises the money himself, gets distribution himself, stars himself in the movies, but he can't get a single offer in Hollywood because he's out as a conservative. And you could be out as a gay and nobody cares, but if you're out as a conservative, your career's over in Hollywood. But anyway, opening speech on Wednesday night. And then Thursday last night, did the three-hour radio show and TV show and then raced to be the host and spokesman, host and master of ceremonies and opening speaker for an evening with Candace Owens, put on by the great T.K. Crabb here in Las Vegas. And then this morning, the Open Borders, Build the Wall, Immigration Debate at Freedom Fest. Yours truly won it big. Crowd voted for me. Standing ovation, only standing ovation. The whole debate went for my speech. Great stuff. But I'm exhausted. It's been a tough 3 days. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. There's an ad, and I'm supposed to talk about it, and I literally throw it away every time because I don't need it. All that matters is, I don't need to say there are no windows, no limit, enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. What I need to say is I'm a member, and my kids are members, and I saved $18,000 in year one, $18,000 in year two, $18,000 in year three, a total of $54,000 saved by Root and the Root family. Three doctor visits in 2019, three of them in December, and all three were free because they were considered wellness visits, and Liberty HealthShare pays for them. Unbelievable. And then kidney stones in February of 2019, this past February, and Liberty HealthShare took care of the doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, everything. God bless Liberty HealthShare. Wow, they are so much better than health insurance. It's ridiculous. It's Christian health sharing, and it is good, and it works. And I am living proof, and it starts at $107 a month. For a single, starts at $449 a month for a family. So give them a call. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-585-4237. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. Lightyourliberty.com. All right, so the reason that I timed that sponsorship for this segment as opposed to another segment is because we've got the communications director at Liberty HealthShare with us, Matt Bellis, to talk about all the hottest news stories involving health care. So we take their knowledge of health care and we make you knowledgeable. We empower you. So this is not like an ad or anything. This is real important issues out there involving health care, and I've got one of the biggest and smartest and most creative health care experts in the world to talk about it, Matt Bellis. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Wayne, happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you, thank you. Tomorrow's the big day, and I'm glad this week is over because I'm exhausted. All right, so funny enough, Joe Biden was talking about his health care plan and adding a public option to Obamacare. And what did Joe Biden say? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan. Can you imagine the nerve of these people? He was Obama's VP when Obama said the exact same words, and it was 100% lies.
If only somebody knew. if only we could have predicted.
If only we could predict now, right? You didn't lose the doctor the first time, right? So now you won't lose him either, right? I mean, lie the first time, lie the second time.
Well, these policies are definitely aimed at trying to that are heavily weighted one way in terms of a third-party pay system that continues to own health care for every individual patient. And so, you know, it's a system that we, as a health care sharing ministry, rail against because it removes the patient from the end point, which is the real cost of health care. And so what Liberty HealthShare strives to do is put patients, individuals like yourself, back in charge to own their health care.
All right, let's talk about all the crazy communist, socialist, Marxist idiots on the left. Kamala Harris says you can keep your doctor on Medicare for all. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, there are not so great plans, there are bad plans, and there's even worse plans. And that seems to be the policy that we're presented with in the 2020 race. And the whole idea, you know, she and actually Sanders are fighting to back and forth over their different policies where they're actually, you know, in contention with one another, which is interesting to see. Really, though, the funny thing is the policy truths are coming out that, no, you might not be able to keep your doctor or hospital. It is going to be a price increase. Taxes are going to have to go up for the middle class. And so these policies just do nothing but perpetuate bad policy. And so I don't think it's something that a whole lot of people would look at and really want for their lives.
All right, Bernie Sanders, just to give you one more great example of morons on the Democratic side. Not just, actually, moron's a bad word. Moron would be if you're stupid and you don't even understand what you're doing. He understands what he's doing. He says it's going to cost $40 trillion for his Medicare for All plan, and that he's going to have to dramatically raise taxes, including on the middle class, in order to make it happen. At least he's being truthful. He's not an idiot. He's insane.
It was actually a refreshing sense of honesty. Whenever he was saying $40 trillion over the next 10 years, but he says in a side note that it would be $50 trillion with the current system. Now, I have to wonder what he means by that, because who is that costing? What is that costing? And what's the real cost to that? Those are things that not even doctors and hospitals know. Nobody truly understands the true cost of health care. That's part of the problem that they're trying to fix right now, but their cure is worse than the cost.
Right. Well, they never know what anything's going to cost. Well, I'm trying to think. I have a chapter in one of my books about this. I think it was Medicaid or Medicare. I don't know which one. One of those two was introduced like in the early 1980s, maybe. I can't remember how far back Medicare and Medicaid go. But one of them was introduced, I think, in the early 80s. And the estimate was that it would cost $1 billion a year, and it wound up costing $100 billion a year. So it was 100 times more expensive than their estimate. So nothing that these politicians, especially the liberal ones, ever estimate is ever correct. So if it's always, you know, 10 times more, 100 times more. So if he says $40 trillion, it could well be $400 trillion. It certainly could be $40 trillion. That's how bad their estimates are.
It really is staggering, and it's also staggering whenever somebody says they know exactly how much something's going to cost over the next 10 years, because there are so many unforeseen factors in this whole industry that even the best experts can't give you an actual price on things, because there is no market for healthcare. Not saying that people don't buy it, but there's no marketplace. There's no true understanding of the real cost of healthcare. That's really a big part of the problem.
And, of course, the real final big part of the problem is that no matter how much they talk about how they're going to maybe protect you, you know, for having private health insurance, they aren't. Because either they're going to take it away from you because they have no choice because, you know, in the end, they want to destroy the private market and they want everything to go to government. Or number two, they'll let you have private insurance and it'll cost $2,000 a month. And they'll, you know, subsidize the government runs. So that'll cost $400 a month. So everybody will choose the government's $400 policy, not the $2,000, which will knock the private out of business, which will leave you with only government. So it doesn't matter how they get there, they're all going to get to the same place, which is you're not going to have private insurance anymore, right?
Well, and that's the way that it seems. We've actually seen people in the race actually say things like nobody's going to be heartbroken of the prospect of losing private health insurance.
That's AOC. Yeah, AOC said that.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure. It's a little sad because the only reason why nobody's going to be heartbroken is because it's not that great right now. But like I said before, the cure is worse than the cause. The answer that is being proposed isn't a reversal of these issues. It's a continuance of these things. You've heard maybe Thomas Sowell say that if you think healthcare is expensive now, wait until it's free. There are all kinds of reasons as to why it's a bad move. It's just because you're removing the patient from the actual cost of healthcare, and the third-party pay system just ramps costs up even more. So that doesn't even matter if it's an insurance company or the government. Those types of systems just have increase in price. And so we need to get to back to a system where the patient is back in charge of their healthcare.
All right, so we've been with Matt Bellis, Communications Director at Liberty Health Share, discussing all the insanely expensive and limiting and non-inclusive, you know, because they're going to get rid of your options. There will be no options. You're going to have to buy your insurance from the government, and then they're going to tax you like they do in Europe, you know, somewhere between 68 and 88% of what you make. So you're going to have nothing left at the end of the day. So free isn't free. Free is the most expensive you'll ever find. Matt Bellis, our healthcare expert, Communications Director at Liberty Health Share. You can call them anytime. Time at 855-58-LIBERTY. They're Wayne Root's healthcare of choice. I don't have health insurance anymore. I have Christian Health Sharing with Liberty Health Share. 855-58-LIBERTY. And boy, do they take good care of me. LightYourLiberty.com. Matt Bellis, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. RootForAmerica.com is the website. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
By the way, there is a new report out that says Trump is considering ending refugee resettlement to the USA. Trump administration considering effectively shutting down the country's refugee resettlement program, a scheme that has brought more than 3.5 million foreign nationals to the United States since 1980. According to three sources who spoke to Politico, federal immigration officials at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency and the Department of Homeland Security have suggested the annual refugee cap be set anywhere between 0 or 3,000 to 10,000. Trump administration considering a virtual shutdown of refugee admissions next year, cutting the number to nearly zero. Nearly zero. Stephen Miller, White House immigration advisor, I love Stephen, suggested setting a cap at zero. Homeland Security officials at the meeting floated making the level anywhere from 3 to 10,000. The halt to refugees being admitted to the U.S. would be a pause after nearly four decades of the country admitting thousands of foreign nationals to the resettlement program. See, this is just as bad as the poorest border and no wall. Just as bad. How do you let in millions of people from other countries into America without extreme vetting? Who wants them all? What do you need them for? What, we need millions of new people? Some of whom are murderers, some of whom are rapists, all of whom are on welfare? Crazy. Already the Trump administration has set the lowest annual refugee cap, 30,000, since 1980. The U.S., thanks exclusively to Trump's reforms, helped lower the total number of foreign refugees to less than 23,000 last year, 76% decrease from President Obama's 2016 totals that reached almost 100,000 a year. Specifically, Trump has cut the Syria to U.S. pipeline of refugees started by Obama by more than 60%. Trump's reforms to the refugee resettlement program, as well as his travel ban that has nearly ended all immigration from eight terrorist-sponsoring countries, have been widely effective compared to the administration's stalemate on legal immigration reforms and stopping illegal immigration. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers about $1.8 billion a year and $8.8 billion over the course of 5 years. Why would we need to spend and waste that money when it could go to American vets, homeless vets, vets on waiting lists at the VA hospitals? It could go to black people. Why is it going to other people from other countries? Stupidest crap I've ever heard in my life. I'll use that word instead of the one I wanted to use. I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. Wow. That is dumb. By the way, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19, it's the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to have just a blast, if that's you, if that describes you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Alaroot. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, and I'll see you there. I'll be one of the lead speakers, AmericanPriority.com. So here's another news story that's just, you know, hard to even believe. Twitter suspends an angel mom for posting about illegal immigration. Can you imagine how bizarre that is? That you just can't post about illegal immigration, even if an illegal immigrant murdered your child? Angel mom Marianne Mendoza, who heads the Angel Families Organization, has been suspended from Twitter after posting about illegal immigration and raising awareness about the harms of sanctuary city policies. Her 32-year-old son, police officer Brandon Mendoza, was killed in May 2014 by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Mesa, Arizona. Wow. 32-year-old police officer's son. This week, Mendoza was suspended from her Twitter account and told she would not be able to sign back in unless she deletes a series of posts about crimes committed by illegal aliens and the impact of sanctuary city policies on American citizens. Mendoza told Breitbart News that Twitter sent her a message claiming that some of her posts go against Twitter's standards on hate speech. In order to sign back into her account, Twitter's mandated she delete the posts, something she will not do. Mendoza's post called out 2020 Democratic primary presidential primary candidate Senator Kamala Harris for her support for illegal aliens and sanctuary city policies, as well as raising awareness about illegal immigration's impact on Americans. Here's what she wrote. Can you imagine suspending someone for this? Her account's called Angel Mom Mary Ann Mendoza, and it's a picture of her 32-year-old son who's dead at the hands of an illegal alien wearing his police uniform. Or I should say her son is wearing the police uniform. He's dead at the hands of an illegal alien. It says, at Kamala Harris, what law can I break and have you defend me so staunchly? Provide me sanctuary from our laws. Political cleanup from your inaction for decades is what it's called. You have blood on your hands for every death of an American killed by an illegal alien criminal you are protecting. Wow. That gets you kicked off Twitter. She put never again. 4,300 Americans are killed every year by illegal aliens in the U.S. What do you have to say about that never again? Americans are torn apart every hour by illegal alien criminals. Every hour. And Twitter's trying to silence her as if she's done something wrong. What a sin. What a disgrace. Twitter, you're a piece of human foul garbage. I'm going to make plans over the next month to get off Twitter forever. I'm done with them. What a joke. What a joke America's in when people defend illegals who are murderers and go against angel moms who lost their children. Disgrace.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.